listening. Is this Alberto?
Oh, yes. How can I help you?
Hey, Alberto, this is John with Vocal Splash, the Google partner.
Uh-huh.
Remember we spoke on Friday?
Oh, it was you?
Yeah. You asked me to call you back so we could set up your online listings.
Okay.
All right. So I have to create a Google business profile for you, and then Google is going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. It kind of indicates where your business is. What's the street address that I could send that to?
The street is Meadowbrook.
No, Meadowbrook. I need the full address because they're going to send
the full address.
They're going to send a postcard in the mail.
Okay, so that means I'm not verified correctly, or what?
No, it's a separate verification than the traditional Google verification. There's one that you do just so that you show on Google, and then there's another one for the guys that are on the first page. It just lets the customers know that we've walked you through the verification process and gives them peace of mind. So they'll know that you're a legitimate business and not just like some random fly-by-night company or,
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 5150 Meadowbrook Drive. It's in the city of Fort Worth.
7-6-1-1-2
Yes, correct.
Got it. Okay. And you want this address hidden?
Yeah, I mean, people doesn't have to visit
go there.
In my home, right?
Okay. And I noticed you already had 4 Google reviews. Your website's not attached.
I had what?
It looks like there's 4 Google reviews.
No, you got the wrong, cause I have a double.
2 of them?
Yes, one of them needs to be erased.
Okay.
It's gonna be that one, the one that you're telling me right now. Cause the other one, it has 100 reviews already.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this one's only got 4, so we need to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup, because this alt one also has the phone number that we're on right now. That's how I found it. I just looked up the phone number. Okay, let me go back. What's the number on the other one?
You mean phone number? Cell phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the same.
Oh, it has the same number on both?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For some reason, it's only showing me the one with 4 Google reviews. I'm trying to locate the one with, let me see if I can find the one with like 100 of them on there. Yeah, we're going to have to claim it and then get it.
Is that showing the other one?
Yeah, it's not showing the big one.
That's why nobody called me.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't got any calls. I mean, the other one.
Okay, I found it.
100 reviews already. Oh,
yeah, I see it. It has exactly 100. But I found it here. Okay. And this one I had to find with the address. It has the website attached. Perfect. You want to leave your hours and everything the same?
Yeah, same. Everything same.
Okay. Save. All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you an outline of the service agreement in writing and an invoice receipt?
Is this thing is going to be like a contract? Is it going to be like a month after month? Or?
It's month to month, no contract.
Month to month? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we do send you everything in writing.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to say, what are you going to be doing for me? What kind of...
Exactly, yeah. It's a full service agreement. Mm-hmm.
It is... my email, Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ramirez3Service4U. It's 4 is number 4, and then the letter U.
Got it. Service 4U.
It's the one on the website. If you open the Ramirez online.
Oh, okay. Here. I'm on the. I have it right here. The Google Business Profile. Okay. Valid. Save. Okay. And then I want you to do your client interview with our bilingual representatives. Your English is good, but I just want to make sure that, you know, we could target some Spanish stuff if you'd like some Spanish keywords. Mm-hmm. We give you 15 different keywords. So I just want to make sure we're getting as much opportunity as possible for you. What usually a client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes in order to complete it and customize your campaign. What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
It could be done now. It's okay.
Okay, here, let me see the soonest available slot, because they do need time to do, like, keyword research.
Okay.
We got to claim your listing.
So it will have to be later?
I could get you into one at 10 o'clock, like between 10 and 11, the earliest. But we also have it, like,
yeah,
any time.
Yeah, 11 is fine. Mm-hmm.
10 to 11, or you want to go 11 to 12?
11 to 12 is good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need a little more time. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So 11 to 12. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, but the idea here is just to go over, like, which services you want to be listed for, the area you want to cover. You know, that way the calls that come in are always, like, qualified job opportunities, not somebody wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes. Check, okay. Cash, and the app. I got the app, you know, like Cash App, Venmo.
Okay. Zelle.
Uh-huh, Zelle.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, this is going to be real easy to start making you money when you got 100 reviews. We just got to get you in front of people. All right.
Yep.
And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
It'll be with the credit card.
Okay, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. It doesn't say Ramirez Tree Service on it?
No.
Okay.
I
want to make sure.
With the city.
It's okay. I'm going to put it on the invoice, though, so you can write it off as a business expense when you do the taxes later. And then is this 5150 Meadowbrook Drive the billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. On the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Since I am giving you the payment, when they gonna start working on it? Actually, the question is, when do I be able to get jobs? I mean, leads.
Yeah, so we're a premier Google partner. You'll be able to see results pretty quickly because we're also doing Facebook ads for you too. So Facebook ads gets up and running really fast. You already have a lot of Google reviews and a Google business profile. The only things that we really have to clear up, obviously, do the client interview. We got to do the optimization on the campaign. We got to claim both of those Google business profiles, and we could either merge them so that way the 4 reviews gets added to the one with 100 reviews, or we just delete that one with the 4 reviews. But there's a couple of things that we'll have to do first before you'll be able to see yourself up there, you know, and complete the optimization. So, you know, with what you have right now, I would say that you'll start seeing some calls and some traffic like within a week or two. Mostly from the Facebook stuff and the other things than Google. But in the first month, you'll be able to see, like, the full effects of it. Month 2 is going to be a lot better for you, though, to be honest, just because you won't have to go through that whole setup process again.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's not immediate. Obviously, there's a lot of work that we got to do for you right now. So we get started on everything.
Like
right away. We'll claim the profile now, send the verification now, do the client interview in 2 hours. We start working right away.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I'm ready for you.
How much is it going to be?
$249. I'm going to send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement right now while I have you on the line, too.
Okay. 41, it is the number 4147.
4147.
2026.
8936.
0855.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
You know what? Hold on, erase these numbers. I have to, let me give you the one that I'm using for my business.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving you the wrong one. Yeah, let me give you the one that I'm using for, specific, you know, just for business. For business.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always good to have them separated. That's why I was telling you, I'll send you like an invoice receipt.
Yeah.
You can write it off.
I'm trying to do that. It was, it's more easy to do the taxes, income tax.
Yeah, if you have your own business account even, it's super easy because then you could just go to the bank and print out all the stuff, and then when you give it to your tax guy, you have all your write-offs right there, like all the gas, everything. Okay. Yeah, it's better to put it on a different account.
Okay, it is 4246-3154.
Wait, it's 4246-3154?
I don't want to confuse you, I'm sorry. Let me start from the beginning.
Okay.
4246-3154-0312-8026.
Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date, 28, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to erase the number.
Yeah, I was going to say 23 is old. And then 3-digit code on the back?
Yeah, the back is 585.
Okay. And then
we passed 23 already.
Yeah, I'm like, that's old. That thing ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is added protection for you. This is going to outline the agreement, and then we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I say anything that you don't understand or if you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it.
Why you don't that's what I was hoping to get somebody in Spanish. Like, that can explain me, like you say, you know, if something is, it doesn't, I mean, because sometimes I wouldn't understand, you know.
So yeah.
This is not 99% or 100%.
Actually, your English is good. I say, stop me if you don't understand for everybody, even if they speak English clearly, because sometimes the wording on it is a little wordy. But what I did is, like, I'm going to create the account. I think you understand pretty much everything that we're doing as far as, like, creating the account and getting it up and running. But I scheduled your client interview at 11 o'clock with a Spanish speaker, and then moving forward, you're going to have a representative that speaks both.
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's fine.
So, yeah. me and you won't be talking as much anymore because I'm not fluent in Spanish. Mi esposa es salvadoreña. Yo hablo poquito español en mi casa, pero no a mi trabajo. My name is John.
John Juan, pero...
Oh, there you go.
Americano.
Yeah, exactamente. Yeah, but I'm not that great at it, you know? Like, sometimes when people start talking to me in Spanish fast, I don't get it. Or when my wife is angry, I don't understand. It's just like...
We're just talking so fast, you know?
Yeah. Dos niños, we practice with my sons. You know, they speak Spanish. I'm the only one in the house. It's like not fluent, unfortunately. I'm working on it, though. But moving forward, you will have a rep that speaks Spanish and English, okay?
Muy bien, yeah. Excelente.
Okay. All right. Okay, so on this voice verification, it just says that the calls are recorded just to make sure that there's no misunderstanding or confusion. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Ramirez Tree Service.
Okay, and can you state your name and title within the company?
I'm the owner. My name is Alberto Ramirez.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Ramirez Tree Service today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Alberto, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, To get results as fast as possible, Alberto, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Yeah. We already know everything that you have, Alberto. It's just saying, like, we don't want you to duplicate any listings. Like, you already have a duplicate, right? We have to delete one.
Uh-huh. Well, right now, since everything has been recorded, some company, one time, probably a couple of months ago,
uh-huh.
They tell me they was gonna provide me the service of a voice search. They are the ones who doing that.
You told me about that on Friday. Yeah, I mean, we give you voice search too for Amazon Alexa devices. That's kind of automatic, uh-huh. though. Like they you automatically choose from the guys that are on the first page of the Google search results next to the map uh-huh. there for the uh-huh. Amazon Alexa devices. So they would have had to do this in order for you to get that placement.
Thank you.
No, it's okay. Right. That's fine. You know, anything you did in the past or that you're currently doing is fine. The reason they say this is just we don't want you to pay for something else moving forward, especially if it might be something that we're already doing for you. Most likely it is. And we also don't want you to have another duplicate listing like you have here. We have to go in and delete that and fix that. It creates a problem with the search engine where when you have two of them like that, Google doesn't know which one's real and which one's fake, so because it's AI.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll actually suspend both the listings. So it actually hurts your business rather than helps your business. Yeah, you end up basically having both profiles hidden. So we're going to fix that. But just moving forward, you know, don't add anything. Now, if you're not sure, just double check with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it says, yeah, that's probably the biggest problem that you're dealing with right now is you have two listings with the same phone number and the AI is just like suspended. That sucks. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Okay. So it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend our services from when you first sign up with us, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 28th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I've included a optional website for you at no additional cost. I don't think your website's bad, Alberto, but I just kind of threw that in there just in case you want to upgrade. It is a very, like, simple site.
I think I do.
You know, if you want to, if you want to make it a little more fancy.
I think it will do better because you know what how to build it and what to put
exactly.
In
it's not bad though. Like, I don't want you to feel like you messed up or anything or like it's a bad site. It's just very, like, simple. You know, like I could probably make this site in like 20 minutes, to be honest. But yeah, we'll give you a nice upgrade. Do you have access to that RamirezTreeService.online, like the domain?
I could get it, the access, because this is a friend who's
doing that. We'll need access, but we won't charge you anything extra for it. It's just something I added to the service for you. Okay.
Well, are you going to use the same website address or?
Yeah, we need that access to that domain. That's what I was telling you right now. So if you could locate it, you could always send it in. I'll shoot you a text message here with my direct number and extension, and you could text it over to us, or you can call in with it. But, yeah, if you can get the username and password, and then I'll have a team of our graphic designers get in there, and we'll give you a custom website, make it look better.
Got it. I would try to get in contact with this guy, but I don't guarantee 100% that I will be able to contact him. But I'll let you know.
Well, if you can't get it, once we claim your Google business profile, I mean, we could get you a new domain name and just build a whole new site for you too. That's another route we can go, but they usually try to charge $99 to get the domain name or like the website address. So it would save you $100 if you can get the access from that other guy, then you don't have to buy a whole other domain, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that makes sense. Why I need to get it.
Yeah, because it's better to just use the one you already have, especially since you've already been using it. Maybe somebody has that online address somewhere. Maybe they're using it. You don't want to miss those customers, you know? Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement, though, it's 1 month. Like I said, it's a month-to-month service. You could cancel at any time. Your first month's payment will be charged today. It's October 28th at the discounted price of $249. When the term's completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 28th day at the discounted price of $249. You can discontinue or cancel anytime. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services, let us know at least 24 hours before your next bill is due. So you got to let us know before the 28th day so we can stop the machine from automatically charging you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So if you go to your text messages, also in your email too, but just to make it quick, you'll have everything in writing right there. So there's going to be an outline of the agreement was sent about 7 minutes ago. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It says, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email on file, and I'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. So that link will take you to an outline of the agreement in writing. There's a second paragraph there that's going to have a username and password for your tracking system so you can keep track of all the customers we're bringing in for you. And then the last one is going to be a Google verification form. You're already Google verified, but if there are any changes on that list, you know, we still want you to fill out that form just in case something's changed between now and the last time you did your Google verification. It looks like you were Google verified like a year ago or 2 years ago. So we want to make sure that there's no discrepancies, that everything's up to date and accurate.
Okay. So one of these emails you sent me, I have to go in there and
the text messages. There's an outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that, and then there's a Google verification form. I could also send the Google verification form in Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it in Spanish too, so that way you don't have anything missing or any misunderstandings there. But it's a pretty easy form. It's nothing crazy. And then I have your client interview and everything moving forward with a bilingual representative. So that way, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, they'll always be able to understand both English and Spanish for you. All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. Did you have any questions, comments, concerns as of right now?
Right now, I got messages, right, from the text message that you sent me. Is the one, is the last one on the bottom or is the one at the top? Because I have multiple messages.
Yeah, there's three of them that are like for the, from the sign up, right? They're like paragraphs. So the very first one at the bottom that says terms and has your phone number on the link.
Yes.
That's the outline of the agreement in writing. So you have to sign off on
the first,
that one.
The
you
first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And click it and sign that one. And then the other one you could do later.
I opened the one, I think it was the last one at the top.
And it says terms of experience?
No, it says welcome to Local Splash. And... I was asking to sign in, but a login, but I don't have the anything yet.
Yeah, the login is your phone number, is the username.
Oh, username and then the phone number? Okay, let me try that.
Yeah, it's 817-706-5649. Yep.
Yes, and then...
And then the password is S-S-E-O. Splash, okay. All one word. So like S-E-O.
S-E-O.
S, splash. Again. And then P-L-A-S-H, like water. Splash the agua.
With the S, splash.
Exactly.
Oh, whatever. Oh, I see.
Yep. And then once you log in, it'll be pretty blank right now until we get everything up and running. You won't see a lot there. But it's good to be able to access that. And then you can go back to the link. Like if you, once you log in, you could exit out and go back to the terms and click on that link again. And then you should have the full agreement in writing right there. You can sign off on it.
Oh, you mean like a login in this one and fill it up?
Exactly.
Mobile phone number. I'm here.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So you can take your time with that. No, it's okay. We're done. We're done here. So I have to notate the account. There's a bunch of work that I still got to do on it. And then they're going to call you back with a Spanish representative for your client interview appointment at 11. So we'll talk to you in about an hour and a half, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
And then that way, if you need any help with any of it, just write it down or just remember it. And then the client interview rep will be able to help you in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I did send you my number, too. So if you don't feel comfortable with them, or if you need help, have questions, comments, or concerns, you know, you could still call me too. Moving forward, my number's in your phone there.
Okay, so is on the text message.
Uh huh. Yeah, it'll have my direct extension. So it's the same as the company line. You just hit extension 544 if you want to call my direct line.
Got it.
All right. Well,
okay,
thank you for signing up, Alberto.
This thing right now. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, take your time. You know, like I said, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you and getting everything rolling in the right direction. I'm just going to notate your account and then look out for our phone call here at 11, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.